Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today is December the 19th, 2022, the beginning of a new week. Give honor to God who is head of our life. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning. A new day that we have never seen before. When someone is praying, put your phone on mute. With your phone on mute, I encourage you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names, whatever your heart is led to do on mute. Call out names of those who in need of what's being prayed for. You all made a good decision, a good choice this morning, putting God first, starting your day in the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And again, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning. So what I'm asking, I want to start with a song this morning or verses. So if you want to, you don't have to give your name. You can give say a song if you want to sing the whole song. If there's something laid on your heart, verses that you want to sing, feel free to. So I mute your phone. Is there anyone who have a song, those who have a song or just portions of a song that you would like to sing? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Yes, you're being heard.
Okay, so no one have a song or portions of a song they would like to sing. Okay. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to, excuse me? I'll give it a try. Lord, come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Come by here, our Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh, Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh, Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, oh Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, oh Lord, come by here. Someone needs you, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Come by here, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh Lord, come by here. Someone is calling your name, oh Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, come by here. Someone needs a healing today, Lord, come by here. Someone needs a healing today, Lord, come by here. Someone needs a healing today, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Someone needs comforting, Lord, come by here. Someone need comfort, oh Lord, come by here. Someone need comfort, Lord, come by here. Oh Lord, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for being here with us on this line, Father. Yes, yes, yes. Just want to double check before we move on. Anyone else? Okay, so what we're going to do right now, everyone, unmute your phones. We're not going to petition God for anything. All we're going to do is give him praise for whatever your heart is led to praise him for, what you may be waiting on that you already prayed for, because we walk by sight and not by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Please forgive me. So you can pray for what it, praise him as though it's already happened. As I said, we walk by faith and not by sight. And anybody else that you want to praise him for that you know waiting on something or already gotten something, so unmute your lines right now. Everybody come in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, 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 Father. I just thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Woo, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just being my Savior.
I thank you right now, God, for me, Father.
Oh, Oh, yes, Yes, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Almighty God, for all the things of our lives.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to make good choices, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, right now, God, in the name of Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Continuously bless our pastor at the helm, Lord God, Pastor Dolly, Lord God, Minister Mary, Lord God, the facilitator of the day, Lord God, and all that have joined together that's in the queue, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and those that will come to the archives, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, be blessed. My wife, oh Lord God, is soon be 40 years, oh Lord God, we thank you for, Lord God, we thank you for our ministry, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray that you would move by your spirit today, oh Lord God, by your power, Lord God, and throughout this day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you bless our children, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have many prayer requests that are on the altar today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We have family members, oh Lord God, that has kidney failure, Lord God. Lord God, I want to make a special prayer for the Patton King family, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would just bless, oh Lord God, Malcolm King, oh Lord God, Washington, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, have illness, oh Lord God, problems with the kidneys, oh Lord God, he's away from his wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray that you bring him back home safely, oh Lord God, that you would work total healer in the body, oh Lord God, from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet, oh Lord God. We pray for pastors today, Lord God, all pastors, apostles, oh Lord God, the fivefold ministry, oh Lord God, even the lay person, oh Lord God, we're going to say, find yourself in the kingdom of God, worshiping you this day, oh Lord God, and believing you for miracles, oh Lord God. We work it in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just bless and strengthen, oh Lord God, that you would move by your power, Lord God, that you would break the powers of darkness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we will come into the knowledge of Christ, oh Lord God, his death, his burial, his resurrection, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would strengthen each and every one, oh Lord God, individually and collectively, oh Lord God. We ask forgiveness, oh Lord God, for sins of omission, sins of commission, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless our children. A lot of them are out of school, oh Lord God, for this Christmas vacation, oh Lord God, the celebration, oh Lord God, the anticipation, oh Lord God, waiting for the night of your dear son's birthday, oh Lord God. We the world will celebrate, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, because from everlasting to everlasting, oh Lord God, you are God, oh Lord God, and we thank you, oh Lord God, for even Christmas that has passed already, oh Lord God, the memories that we have, oh Lord God. God, we ask you to touch those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, and that is heavy, oh Lord God, in their heart for family members that are not there, oh Lord God, that has journeyed on to the rest, oh Lord God, and staying under the altar, oh Lord God, and waiting for your return, oh Lord God, when you should part the sky, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Strengthen each and every one in their body, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that just not feeling just quite right this morning, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would take and break all kind of variation of fear, oh God, illness, sickness, and disease, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would touch every prayer request once again, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for Minister Chris this morning, just to mention them one out of many, oh Lord God, for healing our arm, oh Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Thank you for the wife once again, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for every pastor, every lay person in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. God, we pray for traveling mercy, oh Lord God, throughout this holiday weekend that's coming up, oh Lord God, throughout the rest of this year, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the aviation system, oh Lord God, the airplanes, oh Lord God, the trains that will be carrying precious saints, oh Lord God, around to visit loved ones, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, loose ministering angels, oh Lord God, to minister on to hearts of people and families that are having trouble, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want to pray for the family of slain children organizations, oh Lord God. Lord God, we want you to break the powers of the drive-by shootings, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you have saved, oh God. Lord God, we pray for the streetwalkers, male and female, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in bondage, God, that you would break the bondage, oh Lord God. Those that are under controlled substance, oh Lord God, alcohol, crack, cocaine, fentanyl, oh Lord God, whatsoever it be, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would break it, oh Lord God. Lord God, the high school shootings, oh Lord God, as they call it an anniversary, trying to celebrate it, oh Lord God, but we pray that you break the powers of darkness, the power of unfruitful works, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let every man examine himself, oh Lord God, as we have this communion this morning, oh Lord God, and communion with you in the spirit, with your power, oh Lord God, that you have blessed us with, oh Lord God. Touch, oh Lord God, bless everyone in their respective places, in Jesus' mighty name we thank you. Ta-ta-ka-yo-si-ya. Ho-ho-ko-ro-so-na-la-ki-ya-ga. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord God, bless the gifts of family, oh, Lord God. Yes, God. Bless marriages, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Bless those, oh, Lord God, that want to be married, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Send companions, oh, Lord God, companionship, oh, Lord God, for those who may be by themselves that are single, oh, Lord God. When it's full of life, oh, Lord God, we'd like to have a companion, oh, Lord God, to be with them, to walk the rest of this way out with them in this, of this life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and leave me after the beauty of holiness, oh, Lord God. We pray that you save much souls this day, God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you for the time of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come here today, Lord, gathering with one another and agreeing and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may be in surgery right now, Heavenly Father. Those that may be in surgery this week, Lord. Be with the doctors, Heavenly Father. Guide them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. And give the patient the speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that may be crying out to you right now, wherever they may be, Lord, whether they're on the streets, they're in their home, some may be in a place of not safe, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray that you answer their cry, Lord, whoever they are, answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those people that need company, no matter whether the family member transition from here or whatever they may need comforting for, Lord, because you know one may need comfort for one thing and another for another. So we pray for comfort for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that may be weak right now, Heavenly Father. Give them strength. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that may be impatient, Heavenly Father, give them patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father, some may be in need of power, Heavenly Father. They don't have power or the encouragement to do what needs to be done that they want to do, Lord. Give them power. Give them encouragement. Put people in their life to encourage them, Almighty Lord, Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for the homeless out on the street, Lord. Lead someone to them, Heavenly Father, that they will find a place to stay, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for the little kids out there, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 to protect them, Lord. Yes, some of them may not even be saving their own home, Lord. Anything going on, Lord, to these little kids. Lord, have expose the person that is doing it, Lord, because you know so much goes on, and this is not, some of them don't even get exposed, Lord, so expose it, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 you are our Father, and we trust you and depend on you for everything, Almighty God. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for the government, Lord. Oh, touch the people that are in office, Lord. Melt their soul and their heart, Lord, that they do right by your, by the citizens, Heavenly Father, that they work for your citizens, for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And everything is going up, groceries and items and everything, Lord. Let them look at that, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we can have things that are affordable, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We pray for those who don't have no food in their refrigerator, Lord, or in their cabinets, Lord. Lord, you are a provider. Oh, yes, you are. Provide for those in need of food, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, and those that are in need of healing, Lord, you are a healer. Heal us, Lord, those that are in need of healing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, those that need a job, Lord, guide them to the people that can tell them where a job, where they can make enough money, that they don't have to live from paycheck to paycheck, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Lord. You know everything, Lord. You know every hair on our head. So those out there that are in marriages, that's going through stuff, Lord, that's trying to divide their marriage, Lord, fix it, Lord. There's nothing you can't do, Lord. Some may have lack of communication. Some may not have understanding. Lord, but you know what they need to repair those marriages. Let your will be done, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, in those marriages, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We're praying for those that are out there that's lonely, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, you know who they are, Heavenly Father. Fill that void of loneliness, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you for who you are, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're asking that you hold more and more Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Continue pouring anointing us, Lord, and pouring more and more Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those with anxiety, Heavenly Father, those with depression, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 those with Alzheimer's, Lord, those with lack with memory loss, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just a touch from you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for all this gun violence to stop, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's nothing that you can't do, Lord. And Lord, we just want to thank you for what you're doing for each and every one of us, our family members, our friends, our Almighty God. And ask you to continue working in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Each and every one of us on this line and those that were not able to be on this line, that have been on this line before, Heavenly Father, continue working in our life for our good, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that in nursing homes, Heavenly Father. Lord, visit them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And meet their needs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And those who's in therapy, Heavenly Father, oh, give them courage, Lord. Give them a hunger to do the exercise that they need, Lord, so they can get back home to their family members, so they can receive their healing, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, we're praying for the churches, Lord, the pastors, Heavenly Father. You know everything that goes on in each and every church, Lord. Some churches may be about to go under due to lack of finances, Lord. Oh, Lord, touch them, Lord. Provide for them, Lord, that they can keep those doors open and share your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, and those that in need of renewing of their mind, Lord, renew their mind, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we're praying for the backsliders, Almighty God, that they can come back to you, that they come back to you, Lord, for you are the light, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those who do not know you, Almighty God, that they get to know you, that someone tell them about you, Lord. Lord, you are the light of our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 and we just love and adore you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that are making bad choices, Lord, speak to them, Lord, that they can make good choices, Heavenly Father. Good decisions, Almighty God. And God, continue lifting us up and guiding us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And Father, we connect all the prayers that are going on in this hour, whether they're on this line or not, at this hour, power of prayer to Father, who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread, and everybody we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. Father, you are everything, and we love you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. So at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to get the names of the people that are here. And if you have prayer requests, testimony, or praise report, you can give that. And if you don't, then you can just give your name. And so lines are open. Unmute your phone.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys. I'm thanking God, and this is for everyone that is out there. I have medications that I take. I don't know what's going on with the companies, but I take injectables, which is my Trulicity, my Traceba, and other medications that are on hold. Don't know what is the problem with it, but I'm not going to take myself off it until God tells me to take myself off. But it's not, you know, really available to me. And I don't know, I've called in my Trulicity, my insulin, and to get it because they don't have it available. So I'm praying, touching in for everyone that's going through these medications. They've been calling in, and they're being held up, that the enemy release that medication for everyone throughout this land where they can't get their medications in a timely manner. And I haven't been able to get my insulin in my form timely manner for a bit minute, but God has been sustaining me. But, you know, praying that we come together and pray for the release of the medications that we may need that's detrimental to our health. And hallelujah, as me as being a diabetic, and I need these medications, but I've just been continually just praying before God, you know, to release my medicines and stuff and have to go back and forth with them that we don't have it. We don't have it. It's not available. So I know it's more people that's going through this than me. In the name of Jesus, that our medications be released. And for my brother, Lewis McNeil, for the swelling, his legs has went back up again. Hallelujah, binding and rebuking that swelling, the water retention in our bodies in the name of Jesus. That's more than just him that is going through these things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that God would strategically put people in his path to connect him and lots of people connecting them with, hallelujah, the help that they need to come to their home and to help them right now in the name of Jesus. Get them connected with doctors that they need to be in contact with concerning their ailments today in the name of Jesus. Prayer for the children this morning in the name of Jesus, for the house in the name of Jesus. And charity starts within, it starts within the home. I thank God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus and how he has been showing me, hallelujah, hallelujah, prayers of the righteous of this month in the name of Jesus, that true healing and deliverance and salvation, hallelujah, hallelujah, coming forth, hallelujah, the backslidden, hallelujah, restored in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, just thanking God for all of these things, and early release for my nephew, Tommy Lee Rouse, that's in prison right now today, in the name of Jesus, early release for him, in the name of Jesus, and for all families that have somebody that's incarcerated behind the bars, in the name of Jesus, call on our ministering angels and our warrior angels and our guardian angels, hallelujah, give them something to do, hallelujah, to go out in the name that we are sending out in the name of Jesus. Some of the angels are sitting with their hands, you know, like folded up. Well, you know, why are you here? Because they're not telling us anything to do. So charge your ministering angels, your warring angels, and your guardian angels to go out to the north, to the south, to the east, and the west, and accomplish these, you know, and to do these prayers that, hallelujah, that we're sending them up to do. Call on these angels. We have them. We got power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, that God give us strength to stay connected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fivefold ministry, revival in the land for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, hallelujah, the teachers, the evangelists, raise them up on the streets in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And also prayer right now in the name of Jesus for the harvest of sinners, for the labors of few right now.
Amen.
God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And be counting for the people that are out there in this world, hallelujah, that prayers are, they're praying, hallelujah, and the Holy Spirit knows what that know every hair on each and one of everybody that's praying in the name of Jesus, that's praying up to God, but it's not saying saying anything to anybody, that the Holy Ghost send us to these people, or, you know, and put these people on our hearts to pray for in the name of Jesus. We know that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God deliver us out of them all, with our family and our family members and everybody all around this world. And Sister Bondage and Sister Celestica and everyone on this line and not on this line that are going around in, you know, in the and countries, other countries, doing the work for the Lord. Hallelujah. Lifting hallelujah their loved ones up, and for that this outbreak over there in Zimbabwe right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that it be gone. In the name of Jesus, that healing take forth in the name of Jesus. So I just thank everyone for all of our strength to be consistent, to be humble, hallelujah, to be, hallelujah, to continue thanking God for hallelujah, thanking God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thanking God for perseverance. Thank you, Father God, for endurance for each and every one of us this morning on this line and not on this prayer line, and the prayers that have not been said right now. The Holy Ghost knows, hallelujah, each and every one, and let the ministering angels and guardian angels and warring angels, but the ministering angels, guardian angels, hallelujah, take away those things that we don't need and bring to us those things that we do need today in the name of Jesus. And I'm counting it done in Jesus' name as we go forth in the name of Jesus and hallelujah, and stand in the gap for every situation, every circumstance, hallelujah, that come up today, that we don't hear the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown in the name of Jesus. So I'm just thanking God today for the victory, for praying for my strength in the Lord, that I continue to stay humble before God, to keep me humble right now, God, to keep me consistent, being consistent with Him, to keep us trusting in Him for every need that we have. Trust God, and giving Him the first fruit of our morning this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Okay, do anyone else have prayer requests? Would you like to just give your name?
Hi,
hello?
Sister Lucinda here. Yeah, this is Sister Lucinda, and I have a prayer request for my friend Deborah. She's going to go have some screening done at the doctor's office today, that all is well. Thank you so much.
Sister Lucinda, prayer request for who?
Deborah.
For Deborah?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Good morning. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Good morning.
Yeah,
this is Lois. I just asked for prayer for God to heal my body and give my sister Willie Mae peace of mind, and just pray for the Scott Jones family. Thank you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning. This Sister Yvonne. I want to prayer request for the Smith family. They had death in the family. They get them compass to keep going.
Okay, good morning, Yvonne. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mary. And I would like a prayer request for Sister Cynthia McClare. She's going through cancers in her body. And pray for her husband, Wesley, also. And also continue to pray for my sister, Peggy, who's suffering from some mental illness. And continue to keep me in your prayers as well as, you know, I'm having to make some decisions concerning things done to my mouth in Jesus' name. So I just thank God for each of you. Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you. Good morning, mm-hmm. Sister Mary. Anyone else have a prayer request? Okay, I don't want to overlook anybody. Okay, so again, good morning to everyone. And today, go ahead.
Praise the Lord, and good morning, saints of the Most High God. We love you all. I would like you all to please keep my friend, Sister Beverly McClain, a friend of hers by the name of Zachariah Jones. She just sent me a text to ask for prayer for a young man named Zachariah Jones who needs special prayer in the healing of his body. May God bless you all this morning. Peace and blessings to every family. Also, let's pray for family salvation everywhere. In Jesus' name, God bless you all.
All right. Good morning, mm-hmm. Sister Gwendolyn.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay. Right now, I want to speak a little toward confirmation of hope. 1 John 2:5-6. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfect in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. How do you deal with doubt concerning salvation? The struggle to have and maintain hope is real. We are prone to reject resting in the assurance of our salvation. Yet the refusal to rest in our assured hope is a tool of the enemy. John wanted us to know that we are in God's family. We have God's love perfect in us. It does not mean that we are perfect and would never make another mistake. However, it does mean that salvation is brought to completion in us by faith through Jesus' finished work on the cross. We do not continue to receive additional measures of salvation after we first receive Jesus. God does not want us to worry about whether or not we are truly his children. As believers, we are to rest on the hope of God's rock-solid promises. When we walk as Jesus walked, the message of the gospel is more believable to those who don't know him. None of us is perfect, but we are perfect in him as we grow to be more like him. In other words, as we surrender to his will, his word and his will, we decrease and he increases. Others see Christ in us, and this draws them to him. Dear Lord Jesus, we are thankful for your salvation. Help us in times of doubt to know that we are your child. Teach us to rest in you and rejoice in you. Help us today to walk humbly before you and before others for your glory, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Also, I want to touch on Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise take part of the same, that through doubt he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. You know, powerless. 2,000 years ago, Jesus defeated the enemy once and for all. The enemy tries his best, but his best could not keep Jesus in the grave. Jesus rendered the devil powerless. Jesus is alive forevermore and holds the key to death and hell. The enemy has no power over you. He can't keep you from your purpose. The only way he can stop you is if you believe his lie. Look at all the mistakes you have made. God can't bless you. You have so many bad breaks that you will never accomplish your dreams. Don't let lies, those are all lies by Satan. So don't let lies keep you from the awesome future God has for you. When the enemy tries to stop you with fear, depression, or anxiety, just say, no thanks. I know the blood of the sinless, spotless lamb of God is more powerful than any of these lives. I know that God's mercy is bigger than our mistakes. I know that he has some amazing victories in front of us. The enemy cannot stop us from stepping into a new level of our destiny. So when them thinking come up to your mind, when Satan starts telling you stuff that's not true, just keep in mind that God is bigger than all that. So just take heed to that and remember that when you start doubting yourself about doing something, remember that God got control. And our limit is the sky, so we're going to have to just keep striving and working toward our dreams, our goals. And then a lot of times you got to work toward your peace and your rest. Because Satan will try to hinder us, and if we let him, then we're gonna stay. Unmute your phone, and we all gonna come in, and we're gonna pray. And if anybody didn't do a prayer request, and you think of one or something to mind. So we're going to pray for medication to be filled and released from these pharmacies. And we're going to pray for Deborah. We're going to pray for Lord, Whitmer, the Smith family who have lost a loved one and one. All the families that have lost loved ones for comfort for them. We're going to pray for Cynthia. You know that God removed that cancer. We pray for Wesley. We pray for Peggy, mental illness. We pray for Mary. We pray for Beverly. We pray for Zach Jones. And we pray for all the families. So God knows everything, and he knows what's going on with each and every one of them. And we're going to also pray for all of us on this line, because a lot of times we pray for others and forget to pray for ourselves. So come in, and we're going to do corporate prayer. Heavenly Father,
thank you
heard
Jesus.
Every prayer request that was called out.
Thank you.
Almighty
thank
God.
You.
Oh, yes,
thank
you do.
Remember Zachariah Jones and others, oh God.
Oh God, we pray. Church walk in victory in the name of blogtalk.com/prayerpraisedeliverance. Once again, That's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.